Hello, thank you for calling the Devil Provera helpline. My name is Harold. May I ask the name of the person you're transferring?
Okay, Harold, this is John. I have a new claimant on the line for the Depo-Vera case, and her name is Jasmine Coleman.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Hello, Jasmine, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. My name is Harold one more time, and I can go ahead and help you out here a little further. I do just want to let you know we are on the recorded line for quality assurance purposes. I want to ask you, have you found an attorney to help you file the claim?
No, I haven't.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any document?
I have not.
Okay. All righty. And I do want to ask you, did you use Depo Provera?
Yes, I did.
How long did you use it for?
I used it for about 5 years.
About 5 years.
My son.
Okay.
Yeah.
When
Yes,
did
that was
you
fun.
start using it?
My son was born in 13, so 2014.
2014.
February of 2014.
And then you stopped around 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Okay. Is that when
about
you're
the end of
about the end
about
of
the
it?
end of yeah.
Is that when you were kind of diagnosed with the meningioma at around 2019?
So I stopped in 2019 because of the, you know, the complications, and then it was around like June, maybe around June when I went for the diagnosis.
June of the following year?
Yeah.
Okay, so 2020.
2020.
And now, were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
08/20/1987.
Oh, ours is pretty close. Mine is 8/23.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're like a Leo Virgo kind of.
Virgo. Mm-hmm.
You're Virgo. You're right
yep.
there at the I think do the Virgos start on the 22nd?
I think it was like the 20. I think I'm on like the cusp of it.
I think you are too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're pretty
so
close.
Like Leo's have like, you know, so cool. August is just full of cool people.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I love having an August birthday, having it in the summer, you know, the best day.
For sure.
And do you know anyone else who was injured by the Depo Provera?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I just know, like, people always, you know, complain about it.
Okay, no worries. Did you use the name brand?
Yes.
Name
the,
brand. Okay. And then, how many shots did you have in 1 year prior to you being diagnosed? Did you have at least 4 shots in 1 year?
Yes, for sure.
Okay. And then you did use Depo for at least 1 year, and you did use it past 1992 through the present date. Could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And then you swear your name Jasmine?
Yes.
And then last name Coleman?
Yes.
Perfect. And then your email address, I have jasminecoleman564@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the phone number 832-289-2966.
That's it.
And then could I go ahead and get your property address as well?
Yes, it's 4919 Lake Meadow Court, Katy, Texas 77449.
Perfect. Thank you. And then what hospital diagnosed you?
Memorial Hermann, Katie.
Is that the one at the 23900 Katy Freeway?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you remember the doctor who diagnosed you?
Yeah, it was Wesley. Wesley, oh Lord, I forgot his name. Listen, I've been struggling with freaking trying to remember this name. Wesley Jones.
Okay, Jones. Okay. Let's see here. And then were you diagnosed with any prior cancer?
No.
And do you have your medical records?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. Alrighty. And now for identity verification, we do need the social.
Okay. Ooh. Okay.
I can take the last four as well. Okay. Yeah, I can take the last four.
Okay. 2545.
2545. Okay. Alrighty. And let me go ahead and just verify. Oh, and lastly here, I do request an emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We want to make sure someone in your family receives this money. Who would you like to put down as your emergency contact?
Let me see. It's so hard. I will put my sister's number down. Her name is Aaliyah. And it's Aaliyah.
And her phone number?
It's 346-327-9204.
Perfect. Okay. All right, let me go ahead and verify this information, make sure my spelling and everything like that is accurate. So when I send this up to the law firm and I send it to you, everything is accurate.
Okay.
Here. All righty. And now you do want to participate in this lawsuit, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and you have not signed any documents relating to Depo Provera?
No.
And now you are a resident of the United States. You were diagnosed in 2020. You did take Depo Provera for 1 year prior to you being diagnosed with the meningioma. Your date of birth is 8/20/1987. You did use the name brand. You started in 2014, stopped in 2019. You did have at least four injections in a year. You spell your name Jasmine, last name Coleman, last four of your social 2545. Your email address is jasminecoleman564@gmail.com. The best phone number for you, 832-289-2966. And then your property address is, was it 4919 Lake Meadow Court?
Yes.
Perfect. Lake Meadow Court, and that's in Katy, Texas. Give me 1 second, 77449. And then you were seen at Memorial Hermann, Katy Hospital. That was by Dr. Jones. That's a 23900 Katy Freeway, Katy Freeway in Katy, Texas, 77494. And then we have your sister Aaliyah as the emergency contact, 346-327-9204. Did that all sound correct to you?
That's correct.
All righty. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. I'm going to send you over a DocuSign now.
Okay.
And so what this DocuSign allows us to do is basically go ahead and, you know, get the medical records from the hospital and things like that. And so how this process works, and so you are working with Pulaski Law Group, so they're based out of Texas as well. They're in Houston. And so how this works is once you get those documents signed, you send them back to me. I can go ahead and get them sent over to the law firm. The law firm will then call you in about 7 business days, basically to make sure all of the answers are accurate. And then at that point, they'll be able to then represent you and actually request medical records and actually, you know, get everything going for you.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
And then were you able to get those documents open?
Yeah, I think, well, it says review document, and then I try to open it. Okay, and it says allow. Hold on. The envelope was sent. You recognize this number. Continue. Okay, and it just says, please review these documents.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't have or the documents. It just says, please sign.
So go ahead.
Is it supposed to be something?
So once you sign that, it should allow you to kind of start the thing. So once you hit the please sign or the sign button.
Oh, I see it. Okay.
And then I also just sent you over the law firm's information as well as my information. The law firm number is the 909 number. The 949 number is my direct line. So go ahead and save me in. And then they're going to call you from that 909 number. So if you don't, you know, if you see a 909 number, and you're like, who is this? It's going to be a law firm, okay?
Okay.
And I just got the documents back. So thank you very much for that. I will get these over to the law firm now. And then, like I said, they should be calling you within the next week, okay?
Okay, that sounds good. I look forward to their call.
Perfect. Do you have any questions, comments, concerns for me before I let you go?
No, that's it.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, Jasmine. You have a blessed rest of your night.
You too.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.